Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I want to thank you for joining me here tonight, you know, on Mama Pearl, the Ancient Newcomer show. I am Mama Pearl, the Ancient Newcomer, and I'm sending my peace and my love out to you all right now. I want to ask you to hold on for one quick second. I am babysitting for my beautiful granddaughter tonight, and my daughter just called. Well, I missed that call. Perhaps she'll call me back. Let me try to text her real quick, see what's up with her. I'm going to continue to talk with you all. Yeah, man. I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. Having a wonderful time. Excuse me for one second. One second, let her know. Oh boy, one moment. Here we go. I just had to take care of that. Mama, I'm babysitting my beautiful granddaughter, and tonight her mama was feeling a little under the weather. So far, my granddaughter is quiet. I attended her every need. But yeah, I'm here talking about hip-hop for, you know, forever it is. So thank you all for being here with me. And I'm truly, truly honored, you know, to have Funk Shun here with me tonight. Boy, you all are going to find out truly how phenomenal he is and how proud, you know, I am of him, you know, his mind and his work, his writing, you know, is just phenomenal. And he is truly has been one of the young hip-hop, true, real hip-hop artists that has been changing the polarity. You can listen to all of his music. He talks about some of the things, you know, the walks that he has gone through in life, but he's always, always left some positive, conscious, you know, messages and words and everything that he has written and that he raps about. And I want to spend some time, and I want to rap with him, and we want to rap with you all, you know, to call in, you know, because we're facing some challenges right now in the entertainment industry, and we're going to talk about that. And if Funk Shun is available and if he's ready, I think I see him. You can just press one on the keypad and I will certainly let him in because he gets so busy. And a lot of times he, there he is. He be trying to do a million things at one time. Greetings, greeting function. How are you?
I'm cool. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Listen, I remember one time I truly tracked him. I have a tracker that tracks you. My daughter bought that for me as a Mother's Day gift. You know, when I walk, I track my steps. So I loaned it to function. I said, no, I just want you to see. I want you just to track your steps, you know, just while you're in the house. Because he's constantly moving and constantly doing things. His mind is just phenomenal to me, you know. So he wore the watch after he got off of work. You know, he said, I'm just going to wear when I got off of work. After he got off of work, in his home, he tracked over 5,000 steps.
Yeah.
Yes, man. You know, you are a phenomenal function. You are.
I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it, you know, and your music is finally being heard throughout, you know, the world, you know, and you do this because you love it. You're not doing this because you want to be famous, you know, and you're hungry for it. You know, you have redeveloped yourselves in so many different areas as far as, you know, making an income, legal income, you know, which is phenomenal. And
gotta survive.
And you gotta survive within the law. We were told to, we're all instructed to obey the law of the land, you know, so, hey, you know, and, but man, entertainment, oh my goodness.
Yeah, entertainment, industrialized.
Oh my goodness, boy. Talking about dropping a bomb, they just constantly keep dropping bombs. Entertainment. I mean, but what's so fascinating about it is that so many people are waking up, you know, and not just that they're waking up, they are informing, you know, the people about it. You know what I'm saying? They're not keeping it like themselves, like all of these stars that we have been gazing up to and they're making billions of dollars a month. They ain't tell us that crap, nothing. You know, my brother said,
everybody's
my,
being activated
my brother
right now.
Say, you know, what you said, Boo?
Said everybody's being activated right now.
Everybody's being activated right now. That's a wonderful thing. And they're not keeping it to themselves, you know,
nope.
Which is great. So, man, so much. And through hip-hop, which is, you know, our culture, because we've been doing that for the longest. We've been doing hip-hop. I remember as a child, you know, I can remember this. I remember I'm maybe 1 or 2 years old between that, because I know I was very young. And there was a man, it could have been an uncle of ours, to come to our home. And my brother, Charles, who he must have been about 10 years older than I, you know. When he would come over, they would do a knee slap, knee and chest slap, you know, how you slap your knee and your chest.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and they would, you know, rhyme, you know, so I remember that, you know, and that's how I got to start banging on the tables and banging to the beat, you know, so, yeah, so that's like our culture. And he was teaching, I remember him teaching through that style. He was teaching us some things, and a lot of things I'm aware of now, I get flashbacks at. There's always a teacher, always a messenger, you know? So, and I've seen that there's so many of them now, so many, and I'm excited about it. And you have been on that path forever, for the longest, you know?
Seems that way.
I mean, really, I mean, as I know you from, I know you personally, and I know that you have been on that path the longest, you know, gathering knowledge, you know, trying to figure out the puzzle, you know. Things just didn't seem right, you know, you weren't accepting it, you know, and once you figured it out, you would share that information, you know, and
tired of the lies and the games.
Yes. You're amazing, you know, how you do that, though. All the music that you have written and that's out there, you know. And you're not looking to be famous. You just want people, you're delivering some serious stuff. You have been doing that for the longest. And you just want people to listen, you know, and hear what you have to say. And you can put all that behind the music that you've learned to create, that you've created, and now that you've created so much, you're have expanded into, you know, listening and sharing it and utilizing other people's music, you know.
Yeah. Part of the mission.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
I don't really create anything. It's all handed down through me, you know.
Absolutely.
I just pick up the frequencies and the sound waves for the rhythms, you know, they come. A lot of times I hear it, put it together in my head already before I actually create it, because that's how I want it to come out. But,
right.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Now, we're talking about the frequencies, you know, and the vibrations, you know, and that's exactly what we need to do as far as changing this negative polarity, man. It's like a smog that has just taken over, you know, the universe, basically, because everybody, I mean, it is amazing, function. I thought about it, you know, in the 90s when they started talking about they were going to make sure that there was a computer in every home, you know, and we was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are barely just getting used to the computer. I mean, what, they're going to walk around with a big old TV? And now they do. Everybody has
yep.
a cell phone. So, you know, the metaverse, everybody is being mesmerized by media, entertainment, and who owns all of the media that the entertainment is exposed on. Or is exploited on.
Another word for entertainment is entrainment.
Entrainment. Wow. That's a better word.
That's what
word
you do when you want to get kind of like you want to get sound waves in one accord. You entrain them together.
Right.
Everything is frequency.
I'm gonna go in here and fix this. I didn't make the show long enough. Hold on. Wait, keep talking. Oh, sorry. I gotta fix something. Hold on.
It's all good. Yeah. Like Nikola Tesla says, you know, think with time and energy and frequency.
Go ahead.
That's everything. You know, when I started making music, I didn't make it because I wanted, it was my way of expressing my emotions.
What was it?
They just came out as my feelings. And people like them, you know, growing up, I was in my own way angry at a lot of things and stuff. So my music came out that way. So it's, a lot of my friends used to like it because it had that feeling to it.
Oh, I can't give a good hair. How can I change this?
Yeah, I made music before I rap.
Hold on, function. I didn't make the time long enough. They talk we got 10 seconds, and I got to fix this.
Okay.
Wow, I'm just always doing something silly. And I can't see how to do it. I'm trying to...
What was it for, half hour?
Oh, I don't know. I did something wrong. But while we're waiting, I'm going to play my favorite song for you, rap music. I've been listening to that music.
Damn. Who made this?
Function.
Hold up. Me? Man, this shit funky as hell. One nigga rap to this.
I make the music hard so you can rap to it. Knuckleheads get wild and wanna trap to it. I just want them to chill and blaze a sack to it. Sit back and enjoy the illest rap music. I make the music hard so you can rap to it. Knuckleheads get wild and wanna trap to it. I just want them to chill and blaze a sack to it. Sit back and enjoy the illest rap music. Flow harder than diamonds, superb rhyming. My words punch a hole in your head just like a hymen. Chop my way through like Jack licking the shining. This industry is cold and yet I'm steady ice climbing. I could bring the heat like Rogan when he's flying. May scorch the poof up, melt down your wires. I'm sharper than the teeth that's found the Bengal tigers. Fight the face off if I face off with a fighter. Hater if he's hyper, nine spin him like tires. I don't hang with the phonies, instigators are liars. My friends are scientists, wolves are vampires. I try to walk in the light cause I bring the fire. Fist to the North Star, strike your empire. I kick the sound that take down air fighters. I can unravel the web of any spider. Pull your whole web apart, the web spider. I make the music hard so you can rap to it. Knuckleheads get wild and wanna trap to it. I just want them to chill and blaze a sack to it. Sit back and enjoy the illest rap music. I make the music hard so you can rap to it. Knuckleheads get wild and wanna trap to it. I just want them to chill and blaze a sack to it. Sit back and enjoy the illest rap music.
Mind over matter, my rhymes can boil water. Liquefy stone and soothe a savage torture. I keep it hip-hop but move with any culture. I could put the beam on the head of a vulture. Smooth as ambrosia, flow sicker than soapsa. Wipe a hater off my boots just like soapsa. A lot of artists out don't rap, they just speak them. If everybody's killers, then who's raising the kingdom? If everybody's thugging to you, who gonna teach them? It's all our fault if these devils coming to beat them. You'd rather kill each other, but not these demons creeping. The whole rap system is fake and full of heathens. I can change the seasons with any phrase I'm speaking. If I ain't working, I'm in the studio achieving. Your favorite rap artist ain't king, they should impeach him. Hit him like Rakim while the rhythm leaves leaking.
I make the music hard so you can rap to it. Knuckleheads get wild and wanna scrap to it. I just want them to chill and blaze a sack to it. Sit back and enjoy the illest rap music. I make the music hard so you can rap to it. Knuckleheads get wild and wanna scrap to it. I just want them to chill and blaze a sack to it. Sit back and enjoy the illest rap music.
I'm gonna go over on this one. I know what I did. I didn't put an end time. That's what I did. But we can start it over. We could just go, just extend this. But you with me, Funk?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I've been. The words that in that music is just phenomenal. I'm just saying that the amount of knowledge that you drop in all of your music is. It's amazing how you get it all to fit in there. And that's the power of true hip-hop. And that's what hip-hop is all about. And that's what changing the polarities are all about.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's all about killing and money and, you know, anything ignorant.
Well, that's entertainment. That's what entertainment do for you.
Yeah. As far as being industrialized. It's industrialized, it's created for a purpose, an intention, you know. When we create it, you know, from our heart and our culture. You know, anything industrialized is controlled.
Absolutely, and that's what they did. They industrialized everything. Everything. They squeezed every drop out of the women. That's what they do. You know, and we need to know that and do better. And you're on the right track, doing your own. You know, and so many people, like you say, are becoming independent. You know, getting their own thing out there right now, monopolizing. You know, the airtime. You know, and putting out some positive, you know, words and vibration, exposing, you know, a lot of the things that was right in front of your eyes all the time, you know. So
yeah, people trying to be spirit, trying to let the spirit out again. You know, it's just the industrialized system is just making it hard with their temptation and fooling everybody to the illusionary ways of life, you know. But that's what we're fighting with. A lot of spiritual people, like you said, people that just have the heart and just have a message there, a lot of those people are coming out now. There'll be more as time goes on. That time is going to flip soon.
Yeah, real soon.
It's happening now, but definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to continue. You want to continue this, because we can just talk. I can start up another show. So we can really
just
talk.
Talking.
Yeah, but I don't know how much air time we're going to have, because we ran out of time on this show, because I didn't set an end time.
I got you. All right.
So we can end this, and I can create another show, say about 8:30. It got to be like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Got to be like 9 o'clock now.
Well, I don't know if I'll be ready to be that. I got some other things.
Okay.
I want to kind of
This is cool. This works out well, because I'm here with Kyla. And we're doing some things, and we'll just keep building what we're doing. And appreciate the time that we have now. And I certainly appreciate the things that you have been doing, Function. And again, you know, hey, it ain't no time. We'll have you back.
Definitely.
I get such a joy, you know, doing my walking adventures, you know, listening to all of your music, you know, especially the newer ones. And rap music is one of my favorite ones right now, because it goes along with my steps and makes me take giant steps, you know. So, and I love it. I love it.
Inspire somebody some way, you know. I don't make it to be egotistical. To really be, you know, just make something to anybody can feel, anybody, you know, can step to, you know.
Right.
It's not about any particular person or trying to hurt anyone or anything like that. Something that inspires somebody or lifts somebody some way, you know.
And I must say, all your music does that. You do not go directly at attacking anyone except for whack rappers.
Yeah, people sellouts and Uncle Tom's and, you know, cats that want to, you know, basically they just bending over them type of cats, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of them out there behind the scenes in all industries, not just the music industry, in all the industries. That's what they're doing.
In the entertainment industry. Evil is the home of evil. That's where all of it resides, you know. And if you want to be a part of it, you have to, you know, you have to acquiesce to it. You know, you have to want it. That's acquiescing to it, you know. So, and now they draw you in.
Yeah. Put people in compromising positions and get you trapped.
Man, you know, but you got to be strong-willed, and I promise you it worked, because I'm telling you, no one wanted to be, you know, an aspiring artist more than I did, you know, being as multi-talented and skilled as I was. You know, I remember, you know, man, oh boy, out in the woods, you know, our porch out in the woods, you know, porch was high, you know, you can crawl under the porch, but they have like, banisters or concrete pedestals on each side of the steps that it came down. They were broken. You know, it looked like, you know, a battle house, you know, because it was a shack. But those pedestals stood. And I would stand on it, and I would just sing. I remember just singing. You know, I always wanted to be a star. I always wanted to sing for my people. I just wanted to sing for the Lord. I wanted to sing. And I was so skilled, you know. I was in New York. I could have done so many things. I could have done so much, you know. But I couldn't do it.
The system is just full of dream robbers.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I want to change that. And I want to change that. I want to make a safe place for people to come and exploit their skills. And, you know, teach them, learn how to, teach them how to make money from their skills. You know, it's their skills, it's their talent. They should be able to make their own money from it and learn how to protect their investments themselves, you know. So these are things that I'm hoping to deliver, you know, very shortly.
Yeah, without having to sell yourself short.
Without having to sell yourself short, you know. With, and if you want to go into the entertainment industry, at least you go, you know, prepared, you know, and armored in mind, you know, putting on your full armor and your breastplate, and you're going in there, and you know what you're signing. You know, for one thing, you understand what you're signing and why you're signing it. You know, it's like a chess game. We talked about that today, you know. You're absolutely correct, you know. So you have to be on guard, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Those people, you know, this is all part of the big illusion. And that's what it's all about, is illusion, you know. Going to Luciferianism,
yeah.
Illusion, the light bearer, sends out reflections and creates all the amazing fantasy things that we utilize in our world that we want, and just gets us hooked. The music industry is the same.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They dangle all the riches and jewels in front of everybody's face, and they want that. You know, they're willing to do anything just to get that, be short-lived.
And you know what, though? That's a, and they know how to do it well, because that's exactly what they did, you know, in ancient Africa, you know, during the, before the Atlantic slave trade, you know, I heard, you know, someone read a letter from one of the ancient African king, asking, almost begging the Portuguese people to stop their ships from coming, bringing all of their trinkets to Africa, you know, because, you know, the things that they're bringing were, used to only belong to royalty. So now everybody's getting it, so they're losing control, you know, because they come in with all of the shiny stuff, you know, and, you know, everybody going crazy over it. He says, just stop that. It's hard to control the people, you know, stop them from bringing all that stuff in, because all the stuff they're bringing in, you know, used to only the royal people used to have it. So, yeah, there you go, entertainment. That's what they did from the beginning. They learned. They, of course, they know how to continue to expand and grow and monopolize from any diabolical idea, you know. So,
you know, one of the first key words when you demonstrate something is the word demon.
Demon, yeah.
Demonstrate. And everything, you demonstrate something. That's how, from what I understand, that's what happened when the people of Atlantis came, and the real inhabitants of Earth were amazed by the technology that they had. So they fell for a lot of what the Atlanteans were doing and got caught up in, you know, the lifestyle that
right.
they were fruiting. Because they, you know, they come showing a whole nother way of living that they never saw before, but not knowing that that lifestyle wasn't going to be healthy for them or their culture or their people, you know. I can go deep into that to another subject. It's a deep, long subject, deep subject, but yeah.
I remember,
demonstrate and show all the training. You got commercials right now. That's what they're doing, demonstrating things. And people say, ooh, I want that because it was demonstrated to you.
Demonized.
You know?
Demonized. Wow. Wow. Look correct. Things right in front of your face that they just cover, you know. But, you know, many people are constantly waking up. And through Cataclysm Records, you know, I know, you know, you're building, organizing, getting it together, you know, and getting your crew together. And like I say, I know, you know, we're looking forward to some polarity changing, you know, music. I hear them, I heard them talking about the 808 sound today, the frequency of the 808, you know, which is at a point where, you know, it is so powerful that it can be used, you know, for negative or for positive, because, you know, and in our ancient culture, that frequency was used to get, you know, us ready for battle, for war, you know. So in that case, it's good, but in the wrong hands, it can be very destructive, getting you ready for self-destruction, you know? So.
Yeah, and that's when I first was younger making music. I loved that, but I was angry a lot. That's what I'm saying. The vibrations, I was in tune with those from my emotion.
Right.
So all my music reflected my emotions, and I had a lot of basses and deep tones. Those deep tones, like anybody that knows about low wave or low sounding frequencies, like low sound waves and frequencies like that, they displace matter.
Yeah. Wow.
So low
and
frequencies.
Wow. No, go ahead. I was like, wow, displaced matter. Okay.
Yeah, they move matter particles. So that's why ELF and EMP that are used in secret projects that are so, so low, but in deep, high pulses that they, a lot of people don't know the health effects that they cause without even knowing it.
Absolutely. And they also disturb, you know, the water, you know, within your body, being that we're, what, 70-80% water, you know?
All part of matter displacement.
Wow.
And like you said, if you utilize the right way, yeah, it could be used as a weapon as well.
Absolutely. And we're just gonna reverse the polarity. You know, if evil want to shine, we're just going to shine light on it. Let it shine. Because, you know, knowing, letting people know that it's a choice. You do have a choice. You can go to Hollywood, you know, and be a part of that, you know, contract that you signed. You know, now that you think all the artists, young artists, I mean, like Coolio. I mean, I just looked at a video of Coolio just the other night. And I look on YouTube today, and they said that he passed away. I'm like, what? And
they said the same thing about Tyrese the other night. They said Tyrese passed away.
You know, they signed a contract to these death insurance contracts.
And if that's true, they've been after Cooley for a minute because he's been exposing a few things.
And that's what he was saying. He said he backed off, you know, and when he backed off, he saw that all the harassment had stopped. And he said, well, I guess I was right. And he said, well, I guess I was right because all the harassment stopped. And then they killed him. Just to let them know, nigga, that ain't stopped. Boop. Take you out anytime. You don't mean nothing. We got everything. We got all of you. Everything you did, every image, every sweat drop, every conversation, every fart, we got it all.
That's it. They just need the image. They need your consent, so.
Well, he signed it. That's the death.
I know.
That's the death.
That's why you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
The dues you got to pay.
Wow. Because they say they got to pay this one, they got to pay that one, they got to pay this one, they got to pay that one. You know, you dead, they got paid, and then they own all your shit. Your family don't get nothing. And then it said, you know, so he's smart. I said, that's why Prince changed his name to a symbol. Because that's right. They try to own this. We own your name. So he sent his ass down for a couple of years, and he changed his name to a symbol. He became independent. Mm-hmm. He wrote it out.
He didn't want to be a vessel.
But then they killed him.
Mm-hmm. Of course. It gets that deep. I had a guy sitting down really deep and tell me about that when I was in my electronics job. That was before I even started hearing about all this Illuminati stuff.
Wow.
I was learning about it, but he was there. He was an ex-military. He worked in high-ranking positions, and, you know, he served in World War II. We used to trade information with each other, so he used to tell me a lot of top stuff. So, seen a couple of things definitely happen.
Wow. That's crazy. I just think you have a choice. Everybody wants to, you know, be recognized for their skills and want to get over there and shine and, you know.
Nope.
Yeah.
And once they got you, your image is on. Once to sell your soul to the quote unquote devil and say he's going to get you riches and fame for a certain amount of time. It's the soul to do.
Yeah. And get you aligned to the public, you know?
Everybody wants to worship engraving false idols.
You know, and you're doing it anyway because you're being deceptive to the public. You know, you're going to come out to the public like you're a normal person, an entertainer, you know, just doing normal stuff when you know you're not doing normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Part of the illusion.
To be a part of that industry.
Mm.
No. The empire is coming. We don't need an industry when you have an empire. The empire is coming.
That's what's up. I like that.
Yes.
That's pretty
wicked.
Wicked.
Oh, it gotta go deep. You gotta go hard. Like you say, I make the music hard so you can rap to it. I make the music. That's my jam. I make the music hard. And my other jam, I got somebody in my love. But we're gonna play this other one. I don't know how much longer we have. We talk about Elevate the Mind. Oh, I'll play a little bit, but I'm enjoying talking to you. Elevate the Mind.
Yo, this is dedicated to anybody out there struggling. Fight your own thoughts. Trying to make it in this cold, cruel world of a losing game. Sometimes nobody's there but you. You gotta pick yourself up. Trying to rise above the struggles of the everyday grind. You gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. Though I walk with the light, I act dumb and blind. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But you gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Headed to the spot where to re-up at. Weigh it up, serve it up, then you re-up back. Trying to make that money jump like some crisscross cats. All my fears felt the same cause they live like that. The low ways out of town, not far from a trap. Not far from the cuffs, the wrong end of a gap. A simple walk down the street could get you laid on your back. A young man trying to make it across the CT mat. On a quest to learn more, I study world facts. Just because I'm from the streets, I know I'm better than that. Move to the A and got some real life lessons with that. You got to get it, homie, ain't nobody patting your back. You be an entrepreneur real fast to fall flat. There's many ways to get money without weed and crack. Just apply yourself and put
push your mind to the max and you can achieve better and leave a gutter in the past.
Try to rise above the struggles of the everyday grind. You gotta
lift the soul, elevate the mind.
Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to
lift the soul, elevate the mind.
Though I walk with the light, I act dumb and blind. I had to
lift the soul, elevate the mind.
We could be our own gods once we reach our prime, but you gotta
lift the soul, elevate the mind.
I'm that buzz that you can't get out your ear all week. My name all over the street like concrete, elite. Sharpshooter, killing the beat. All the way from LA back to Mozambique. I fillet what I say with every word I speak. Nothing but food for thought and we all gon' eat. Put it all on me to the mission complete. The verbal athlete with the metal physique. Art imitating life with the ill technique. And a style that's never about to reach the peak. Being watched by a whole flock dressed like sheep. Saying they woke but really they just talking they sleep. Walking the walk but on a path straight to defeat. It's impossible to learn when you stuck or repeat. If you ignore your soul then we all can see. You need to get your mind right and elevate with me. Trying to rise above the struggle of the everyday grind. You got to
let the soul elevate your mind.
Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to
let the soul elevate your mind.
Though I walk with the light, I acted dumb and blind. I had to
let the soul elevate your mind.
We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But gotta
let the soul elevate your mind.
And he had every opportunity, you know, to go the other route, you know, and yeah, it just kudos out to you. So Function, what can we expect from you? What's going on?
Well, I mean, just like you said, I'm trying to get this label together. We're going to work with a lot of different artists, got a lot of new productions coming out, not just with music. I want to, you know, be able to help people have, you know, art for their music and their sound, have beats for their sound, help them get videos for their music, you know, just really about helping other artists and going to other avenues, branding their content. You know, we do the t-shirts and the graphic design. So, you know, just try to elevate right. All aspects of our talents together.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Even though all of those skills you encompass on your own, you know, and I tried to do that with Tell 'em Pearl Center Entertainment, man. I did all of that. Worked 28 hours a day.
Yeah, you did. That I can say. You definitely did. You helped out a lot of people. I can definitely say that.
Wow. And I got to make sure that my foundation is strong. That's why, I'm taking my time. But it's coming together. You know, great minds, powerful minds, you know. And, all about giving us a place to showcase and exploit our skills and our talent, you know. And a lot of us don't mind giving praises to the Most High, you know, to Jah, you know. So a place for that, you know. So, hey.
This is Daddy.
No. I don't want to hear that one. I wasn't ready for that one. But yeah, like I said, you know, a lot of people. are ready. Yeah, you know. And I want to get into the love. You know, that's what it's all about. Knowing now what happened, you know, it was all about greed and deception from the beginning, you know, because, you know, even back in ancient, you know, Africa, before the slave trade, you know, we were trading ourselves, you know, the ones that were captured, you know, the ones who owed more than they can pay, you know, but there are different reasons why they were captured and enslaved and turned, you know, indentured services, servitude, you know, meaning that you have to work on their land and help them build their town because they conquered your land. You know, now you belong to them and you become a part of their population. And, you know, if you can't pay back, you know, I mean, there's rules to it, you know. And then here comes this white man. He comes through. He see it, of course, like he said, like I said earlier, he expand on shit, you know, like, wow, you know, all his glitter and gold, his trinkets, compared to their glitter and gold, you know. I remember watching my sister Margaret trick my younger sister Deborah. I think she had a dime, and Margaret had a nickel, and Margaret's like, "Oh, look, mine's bigger than yours, and you want to trade?" And Deborah would trade with her every time. And I look at her like, dumb. You know, and that's that thing that they had. Wow. We got all the gold and they come with trinkets, you know. And the boom, the explosion, you know. I got to go back to how do they know about creating explosions? How did they create their, what did that come about? You know,
chemical reactions. Once you understand the atomic structures of the things around them, is easy to just, you know, you could bring two elements together that don't work well or, you know, have different electrical bonds and cause all kinds of changes. It's just the knowledge of our environment.
Well, I do understand. I understand, and I heard that, you know, in ancient Africa, they created some kind of explosion too, using just two combinations they used to make the explosion. And when they saw what the Portuguese brought in, they were like, oh, you know. So let's trade. Hmm. Yeah, I like that umbrella. I'll trade you 40 bodies for that one umbrella. Yeah. I'll trade you.
Hmm.
Yeah. But they had no idea that, you know, the torture, you know, they thought that it would be, you know, they'd be, you know, like they did, you know, just like parents, you know, let their children go to anyone's home thinking because I run my home properly and correctly, well, they're going to run their home like that, you know, without thinking. That's what they thought. They didn't know. They were telling us in the message that we're in, and they feel horrible. And I just made a post apologizing that if any of my ancient ancestors of Africa or the indigenous land was a part of slavery, of our slavery, I certainly do apologize, because it was, you know, amongst the different tribes. They were capturing, you know, us, you know.
Capture the enemy.
They're capturing us to sell us to the enemy, to trade us to the enemy.
Either way, but if we were the enemy of theirs, you know the saying that goes, the enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
Many cultures did that.
And I'm thinking,
some cultures that would eat their enemies.
And I find it amazing how I go back to every biblical scripture, and it's the same thing. I'm seeing it almost like they're talking about that whole incident up to now, but yet they put it in a pictorial version with names that they created and shit. But it's our story, you know. And I can truly understand from going back, you know, for the love of money is the root of all evil, because that's what it was. The root of all evil is selling a human body into the horror that we went into. And then an African chief dug a well filled with poison enough to knock you out for 3 to 4 months. 600 to 700 you know, captured strong bodies and minds who's never used drugs before in their life. You drug them up for 3 to 4 months. And then them crackers, when they get them on, oh, check it out, Ralph Function. There's sometimes only 7 to 10 crackers among 600 to 700 black people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're drugged up on that long voyage, and them crackers fed them that shit in their food. Make sure they stay knocked out, incapacitated. So probably the ones who didn't eat the food were the ones who was able to regain, you know, their consciousness and their strength in order to take over the daggone ships.
Hmm. You gotta resist.
And that's what I'm saying. That, and again, it's like, wow, that's what they say in the Bible: resist the devil. You gotta resist it. And I resisted him, man. I got all kind of offers when I was in New York City. 12 years old. I got these grown ass men come to me telling me they're gonna get me a blue fox coat or a blue diamond ring. And I'm only 12 years old. And I'm just thinking about the phenomenal world that right now. Can you imagine how many 12-year-old girls are still going through that? And the young girl who used to be my friend, I was in elementary school with, I saw the change in them and their parents. And then they going for that mess, and they were ready to hang out all hours of night. And they just, you know, just going to between elementary and junior high school. For dinner, Ralph, I've seen these people, these men, stomp these girls, the ones who fell for it. They stomped them, Ralph. I've seen so many women, young girls get stomped in the gutter where the dog poop is. Just stomped the faces, stomped in the head. Give me my shit back, baby. Strip them of everything, and then a couple of days, maybe the next day, you see that same girl right back with that guy. Come on, bitch. Wow.
Caught up in that lifestyle. They made the agreement.
Caught up, you know, you want it. You acquiesce. You acquiesce. It's just a wanting. Just a want. Hell no. But I've always said, hell no. Always resisted. And I give that, I give praises to my mother and father for instilling that, for making me recognize that. And I certainly, you know, always going to give praises to the Most High for making me stand firm on that, you know. So, and that's what's missing right now. Say again, babe.
No, I'm just saying, you got to fight. You got to fight the temptation. There's always going to be temptation to get people drawn into something, you know. You got to resist it. It ain't easy, you know, but if you already know what the outcome is, you know you're going to get caught up into some something you're not going to like or enjoy as a result, but people still go anyway.
So what would you call that? What would you call that? Because, you know, I know that you have done that being a single child, you know, no family around you. You have to make friends wherever you went. You know, I can only imagine. And I sit back and I think, you know, as a child, you know, that was very, very brave of you, and I can only, man, it must have been very challenging at times, you know. But you're always able to connect with someone, you know, who supported you, you know, was like a support, you know.
There's always a guide. I tell people, guide. Most High will always provide a guide, just like Shaitan will always provide someone to misguide. So,
you
have to have discernment and make the right decisions. You know,
you're
some
real.
People don't even think about that stuff. You know, you don't want to get arrested for what you're doing, but you're doing what you're doing, if anything, stupiditively, which you know is going to get you caught up in what you don't, you know, want to happen, but it happens, and everybody want to complain and bitch about it when they put themselves in that situation in the first place. So, you
right.
know, you just...
Well, because
you know?
you got someone saying, you know, it's all right, man, I got your back. Me, doing doggone well, they ain't got your back. Man, don't worry about it, you know, I got your back. I remember coming up, I was coming up in New York City back in the late 60s and early 70s, man, when they said, man, that's my ace, boom, coon, I got your back. They meant that. You know, that's what it meant, man. I got your back, you know. Like the young kids say nowadays, man, I fucks with you.
It's out now.
Yeah,
it's very rare.
You know?
Very rare. It's
man, that's
honor. It's very loose these days.
No, they had a vocabulary. We had a vocabulary. When I first coming from the country, hearing them talk about ace, boom, coon, I was like, what? What kind of country talking? What? Ace, boom, coon? Now, man, that's my ace. I'm like, oh, I got you. Associated with cards, the ace of spades. Ah, I got you. Ace, boom, coon, man, maintain your cool, brother. I mean, you know, we had a conversation, you know. A vocabulary, you know, real, I mean, you know, being how we're in this land, you know, we're speaking this language, let's speak it well, you know, all this ebonics, yeah, hey, that's enough of that, but everybody creating a daggone language now, so now we can't fucking communicate, you know, so it's like.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you are, you know, everybody's got their lingo.
Yeah. That's just it right now. But in the city, as big as that was, New York City, we all had that one lingo. We understood each other. And we had a street code, a real street code. You know, everybody knew that, man. Everybody knew it. I mean, if you come, you think about messing with somebody. What they're doing right now? Oh, no. Messing with my money? No. You automatically know what's going to happen. Ain't no stopping it. You automatically know. So to avoid that, you leave that shit alone. You don't fuck with nobody's family. Don't fuck with nobody's money. You don't mess with nobody's woman, man. You don't go around boasting about it. You automatically know. The street code.
Yeah, no morals these days.
No more these days, you know? So I'm saying it's no understanding. You can't understand this shit that's going on, you know? So but we have to change the polarity, and we can do that through music because it's what the music that disrupted, you know, everybody's, like you say, metabolic formula, you know? So
they know what they're doing. We'll definitely talk about real deep into that. Next time, because it's going to be a deep subject right there. I'd love to get into that, but
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, this is what the end of the month is all about. Like I say, you know, just you know, my rapping. This is what I call rapping, you know, and because of my mix up, I didn't put an end time, but it looks like they're still going. I guess because I didn't put an end time, I don't know, we're still going. So, hey,
I see.
Kylie is still resting. She's resting well, you know. So I was like, whoa, this is cool. And, oh, well.
I know, yeah. It's definitely great. I guess there's other stuff I need to get focused on as well.
I hear you. You're the man who are constantly focusing and doing things. Like, you hear that in your writing. know, and he's not just, you know, sitting back, you know, just doing music. He does it right now because he can, people. You know, he creates his music. He sits back. He doesn't have a huge studio with all these equipment and all this stuff right here, right now. You know, he just does his thing because he can and because he enjoys true hip-hop and he wants to put out a message through his music. And I appreciate you for that. I'm certainly loving that you didn't sign any of those contracts, you know, and none of you all did. And, hey, you guys are the true gatekeepers. We're going to change the polarity of all that, you know, because you guys held it down.
Most definitely. Yeah, they can have all that stuff.
Okay, babe, well, I'm going to play On My Grind because I'm a little wore out, too. I'm feeling real good, you know, excited about the future, you know, to say Sankofa. Sankofa is going back to see what it was so you can see what it is and move with a strong, positive force forward. Sankofa. You know, and excuse me, because I'm on my grind, constantly on my grind, and that's you, Funk. I love the song, see you all the way. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just focusing on my grind. So with that, I'm going to leave you, baby. I love you. I love you. I love you all.
I love you, too. I love everybody.
Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. Coming for you. I didn't forget about you. Coming for you.
T-Man, the hit makers on the beat. I be blazing up trying to free my mind. I don't have room for the funny kind. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just really focused on my grind. I be blazing up trying to free my mind. I don't have room for the funny kind. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just really focused on my grind.
They say that time waits for no man. The early bird catches the worm, so I am shooting for the plan. Like Yo Sammy D. Sam, abuse a time waster. Eventually I got a scram. Times like money is something sad to waste. I'm just trying to make moves to get to a better place. One job is like a trap that many just can't escape. I'm blessed to have a mind, two arms and two legs. Imagine me not trying to hustle to move ahead. My attention span short if you ain't talking about bread. She said she wants the prince, the money, luxury bed. But she won't help him build his castle, won't lift his leg. How long can sitting smoking and drinking with my friend, talking and not making moves become a normal trend? Then some start hating when success rolls in, when we could all be successful if they just put in.
I be blazing up trying to free my mind. I don't have room for the funny kind. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just really focused on my grind. I be blazing up trying to free my mind. I don't have room for the funny kind. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just really focused on my grind.
Guess it's my time to eat, so I spit it through wire and the speaker returning speech. They stuck my tongue in your eardrum. The one man band, here he come. UNO, I'm just the one. Ain't got time for fucking off. Soon as I secure the bag, I'm ducking off. So if it ain't about that cash, I cut it off. There's seven ties with lazy motherfuckers. I'm up early in the morning. Why these niggas still laying under covers? Trying to get it in before my cash get closed in the cupboard. So when I'm gone, my people lay burdened and smothered with debt. I'm on go like I heard. Get ready, set. Until then, it's time to run up your check.
I be blazing up trying to free my mind. I don't have room for the funny kind. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just really focused on my grind. I be blazing up trying to free my mind. I don't have room for the funny kind. Excuse me if I don't have time. I'm just really focused on my grind.